I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. When I reached saxophonist Caroline Davis this week, she was driving on Highway 80, somewhere between Michigan and Iowa, on her way to a gig. In other words, she was in motion. And that feels like the right place to find her, because the music she's making right now lives in motion, too, between composition and improvisation, between technology and nature, between past and present. Her new solo project, Fallows, comes to Roulette in Brooklyn on April 7th. It's a performance built from saxophone, electronics, and real-time construction, music she's only just begun performing live on this tour.
This tour and the shows that are around this tour, they're all the first time that I'm playing the music from the record.
Davis was born in 1981, the same year the U-Cross Foundation in Wyoming was established, where she would later create this music. She notices these kinds of alignments.
There's no way that the universe isn't involved with this synchronicity.
That sense of connection runs through everything she does. There are her musical influences, artists like Eddie Harris, who expanded the possibilities of the saxophone through electronics.
I would have never been able to figure out how to do any of this if it wasn't for Eddie Harris interacting with technology in really interesting ways and like amplifying the saxophone in this unique way.
There are her teachers, like pianist Jerry Allen, who helped her think about music as an experience.
She taught me about the concept of events in the music. If there is a way to make an idea more of an event central to like the composition so that people can actually pay attention to it.
And there are other guiding voices, too, like saxophonist Steve Lacy and pianist Connie Crothers.
My sound really comes very deeply from Steve Lacy's on the soprano saxophone. And Connie Crothers and her practice of improvising and uncovering her true self and the way she speaks about that process has been central to my process as well.
There's also a spiritual dimension to her work, shaped in part by the teachings of Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh, who she studied with.
That was really life-changing for me to be around him and ask questions. One of my favorite things that he said is the recording that you hear on the album, which is him talking about water. He says, it's like a wave floating on the surface of the ocean.
It's like a wave on the surface of the ocean.
She may be fearful going up and going down, but once she realizes that she is water, then all of her fears can melt away because she knows that she is water.
Water, in particular, became a guiding image. Water as memory, water as survival, water as flow.
I feel really connected to the idea of flow, you know? I mean, you can't really predict what's going to happen inside of water, you know, and it's powerful.
Fallows was created during a residency in rural Wyoming on land shaped by centuries of human and natural history. Caroline found herself imagining the lives that unfolded there long before her.
I would sort of envision and have dreams about what they were doing there and talk to the people, the ranchers there, about what that was like.
She walked along ancient paths, conjuring animals at the water's edge and contemplating a landscape that still holds those traces. All of that came out in the music she created. At the same time, Davis is a practical musician. She's on the road building this music night by night. On stage, she uses loops, electronics, and live processing to construct each piece in real time. The compositions are there, but they're just the starting point.
I like things to be changing, and I like things to be different from the night before. So it's sort of the same seeds, but every night is sounding different, quite different. And I've been listening to myself and been pretty surprised at what's coming up. It's been really an adventure.
Caroline performs Fallows at Roulette in Brooklyn on April 7th. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.